Star Wars 7x7 episode 3293. All right, let's get back to the Ahsoka Tano essential episodes. We're going to be talking about Shroud of Darkness, which is the 18th episode from season 2 of Rebels. This is a really deep and rich episode, and we're probably only actually going to touch on a couple elements of it comparatively. And yeah, I'll explain why. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the last time we talked about an Ahsoka Tano essential episode, it was The Siege of Lothal, which were episodes 1 and 2 from, yes, that's right, Rebels season 2. So in those episodes, Ahsoka has a force-connected encounter with Darth Vader and is shocked in the process and faints dead away. Vader reacts and says, "The apprentice lives," and as she awakens and talks to Kanan and Ezra, they ask her, you know, who was it? And she's like, "I don't know." Now, Ahsoka does appear in season 2 at other points, at the beginning of episode 3 and the end of episode 4, which has to do with getting Rex back into the fold. And then in The Future of the Force, where she meets with Kanan and says she hasn't found out anything about the mysterious Sith Lord, but she figured out that the Inquisitors may be kidnapping children, or at least that's what the plot of that episode revolves around. But it isn't until episode 18, Shroud of Darkness, that Ahsoka finally realizes, or admits to herself, that Darth Vader is who he actually is. And it comes about because Ezra and Kanan are running into Inquisitors wherever they go, and they can't figure out how to deal with them, so they decide to ask for help, and they meet with Ahsoka. They're afraid that they're endangering the rest of the Phoenix cell of Rebels by continuing to be with them because the Inquisitors keep tracking them down. Ahsoka's reaction is to say, well, in a situation like this, I would usually just ask Master Yoda. And Kanan and Ezra are like, all right, well, let's go ask him. And so they go to the Jedi Temple on Lothal, where they've been able to communicate with Yoda previously. And it's worth noting, prior to their arrival, as part of the conversation that Kanan, Ezra, and Ahsoka have, that Ahsoka is watching a training video featuring Anakin Skywalker talking about how he's made some adjustments to the classic Form 4 lightsaber technique in order to deal with droids and ranged attacks. And they talk about Anakin, so Ahsoka says, like, nobody really knew how, like, kind he was and how dedicated he was to his friends. Ezra says that Kanan told him that he was the most talented warrior in all of the Jedi during the Clone Wars, and Ezra says, you know, what happened to him. Ahsoka says, the last time I saw him, he was rushing off to save the Chancellor. That, of course, would be for the beginning of Revenge of the Sith, and that scene was also then depicted in Season 7 of the Clone Wars as well. And considering what Ahsoka knows about Anakin's character prior to his fall to the dark side, you have to imagine that the conclusion she arrived at is that Anakin must be dead as the result of the events of the fall of the Republic, because somehow he would have found a way to, you know, survive and to fight, and he probably wouldn't have been subtle about it, and you'd think she would have heard about it at this point. So she must have been thinking he was dead at this point. Then the Siege of Lothal happens, and all that changes, and then Shroud of Darkness happens, which really changes everything. So all three of them get inside the Jedi Temple, Kanan, Ezra, and Ahsoka, and they're meditating because that was how they were able to contact Yoda previously. Kanan gets called for one vision, Ezra gets called away for a second vision. Ahsoka, meditating in the middle of the temple, has a vision of sorts of Anakin, and Anakin says, "Where were you when I needed you, and why didn't you stay?" referring to her leaving the Jedi Order. And then accuses her of being selfish and says, "You abandoned me, you failed me," and then says, "Do you know what I've become?" And then he changes from being Anakin to being Darth Vader, and that's a shocking moment for Ahsoka, and she says no, and she turns around and lights up lightsabers, and the vision is gone. Now, I don't know if I've ever actually seen this episode before now, and I will say that moment in the Jedi Temple was deeply affecting, with Anakin saying, "Do you know what I've become?" and revealing himself to be Vader, and it put me in mind of the finale of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series when Kenobi's defeated him and he's talking about how, yeah, like, you're not at fault for this, like, I did it. But this meditation scene, of course, happens after the events of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, which, you know, makes things a little bit complicated, obviously, because Rebels was created before that. And certainly the dynamic between Obi-Wan and Anakin is different from the dynamic between Ahsoka and Anakin. And then, of course, there's the fact that this vision could also be fueled by Ahsoka's fears and regrets. But the bottom line is Ahsoka finally gets the answer that she has been seeking and probably feared getting, that Anakin Skywalker is in fact Darth Vader. And meanwhile, in his vision, Ezra gets a message from Yoda saying, find Malachor. He's never heard of Malachor, so he's just like, who's that? And then Yoda vanishes because the Inquisitors have tracked them and they're attacking and so on and so forth. They escape. Ezra reveals that Yoda told him to find Malachor. Kanan and Ahsoka kind of give each other a very meaningful look. And he's like, you know, who's Malachor? And they're like, yeah, it's not a person, it's a place. And that, of course, is what we're going to be talking about very soon, because Twilight of the Apprentice, the finale for season 2 of Rebels, takes place on Malachor largely. So yeah, we'll get to all of that very soon. And just the last couple of notes unrelated to the Ahsoka Tano business. First of all, there's an encounter between Kanan and Ezra and the fifth brother and the seventh sister at the beginning of the episode, where the seventh sister says to Kanan, such a handsome face, and Kanan says, I don't go for crazy anymore. And that's particularly fun because, of course, Kanan and the seventh sister are voiced by real-life husband and wife, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar. And honestly, we may end up taking a detour in this series to talk about what happens with Ezra and Kanan in the Jedi Temple, because it is rich and complex and, yeah, definitely goes beyond the bounds of a single episode here. So I think we're going to call it on this episode, and yeah, let's just talk about it tomorrow. How's that? So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.